Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Total Gas Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management. Thank you, and over to you.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Let me extend a hearty welcome to all our investors, analysts, funds for taking out their time and participating in today's call on quarter four and full year FY23-24 results of Adani Total Gas. First, let me give you the highlights on all our businesses. With our stated strategy to expand CGD infrastructure network in all our geographical areas, with focusing on laying steel network and CGD network to create ecosystem, as well as awareness and easy access to natural gas in the form of a PNG and CNG to all our consumers. During the year, ATGL has built 91 new CNG stations, and network has now increased to 547 stations. Out of these 547 CNG stations, 108 CNG stations are in the CODO and DODO format. It means they are our full branded stations. On a steel pipeline infrastructure, the same has now increased to over 12,000 inch kilometers. This is the backbone of a CGD infrastructure and helps reaching to large masses across all its geographical areas through PNG and CNG network. On the home front, we have added 1.16 lakh new PNG homes in FY23-24, and the domestic home consumers now have crossed 8 lakhs, and the current number as on March 31st was 8.2 lakhs PNG homes. We are now chasing a million homes in the near future. Similarly, for industrial and commercial consumers, the numbers have now increased to 8,331. During the year, we have added 896 new small-scale industries and the commercial consumers. With these, our India's footprint, along with our JV IOGPL in CNG station, have crossed 900 stations. Put together, IOGPL and ATGL, now we have 903 stations, and we are serving over 9.76 lakh homes and 9,142 industrial and commercial consumers. Let me give you an update on our other businesses. On e-mobility, as on March 31st, we were having 606 operational EV charging points spread across 14 states. Additionally, as on March 31st, we had over 1,040 charging points under commissioning at various stages. With these 1,040+, as well as 606, our EV charging points station will spread to 23 states and 217 cities. On the bio business, I am very happy to inform you all that, as committed, we have commissioned phase one of Barsana, which is near Mathura, CBG, compressed biogas plant, which is around 225 tons feedstock per day. It is a diversified feedstock: cattle dung, pressmud, as well as the parali, as well as napier grass. We have won the tender. In addition to the Barsana plant, we have also won the tender of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation for 500 tons municipal solid waste and Rajkot for 250 tons municipal solid waste. And we have started the working. We already appointed owner engineer for Ahmedabad, and we are working on Rajkot on the similar lines. The new business segment which we are now growing is LNG for transport and mining. So ATGL has already started development of a couple of LNG stations, Dahej, Mundra, and many more places. We have started acquiring not only the land parcel for our own CODO LNG station, but also we have started working on selecting DODO partners for LNG stations. And year 2023-24 will see development of many LNG stations across the country. ATGL has consumer centricity approach and will focus providing wider range of a sustainable energy fuel to all our customers, which will help in reducing the carbon footprint. Now let me share with you the operational and financial numbers during the financial year 24 and the quarter 4 of this financial year. During the year, we have increased our volume by 15%. With the fast acceleration of CNG network, our CNG volumes have grown by 21% to 557 MMSCM, which is million metric standard cubic meter. In FY24, as compared to last year FY23, and our PNG has grown by 5% to 308 MMSCM. So CNG volume has gone up to 557, and PNG volume has gone up to 308 MMSCM. 21% in CNG growth, 5% in PNG growth. The PNG growth is largely due to recovery in PNG industrial segment and new consumers addition on homes and commercial side. On the quarter basis, our CNG volumes has risen by 23% to 149 MMSCM, and PNG volumes have grown up by 15% to 83 MMSCM. On the financial front, let me share with you the full year results first. Revenue from operations grew to 4813 crores, which is up by 3%. The EBITDA has grown by 27% on a year-on-year basis to 1150 crore EBITDA, 27% up when I compare to the FY23. Profit before tax and profit after tax has increased to INR 882 crore, which is profit before tax, and 653 crore, which is profit after tax. Both have grown by 23% respectively when we compare to FY23. For the quarter 4, our EBITDA has increased by 49% to 305 crore as compared to last year quarter 4 FY23. And the profit before tax and profit after tax have now increased to 227 crore profit before tax and 165 crore profit after tax. On the capital and the leverage, ATGL has healthy balance sheet with debt to equity ratio at 0.41x. Net debt to EBITDA is at 0.89x. Our credit rating has been reaffirmed at AA- by ICRA with a stable outlook. ATGL, as you are all aware, we have been intimating that has already drawn a capital management plan and will leverage its healthy balance sheet to fund its future capex requirement. On the front of HSE and ESG, ATGL continues to have a focused approach on the sustainability front and continue to adhere to highest standards of HSE with the aim and which we already maintain the track record. In future also will be aiming the same zero fatality rate across all our locations. ATGL has ranked 13th under gas utilities category by S&P Global ESG rating and has become the signatory to the United Nations Global Compact, UNGC. And ATGL continues its initiatives on ESG program like Greenmosphere, which is our signature program, Green Belt Development, Solarization, Water Harvesting, etc. across multiple sites. Lastly, I would like to acknowledge and be thankful to all our shareholders, analysts, fund houses, consumers, dealers, suppliers, business partners, government authorities, and all, above all, our employees on providing trust and continued support. Thank you very much.
Sir, should we begin the question and answer session?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Varatharajan Shivashankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity to ask my question. Firstly, in terms of the APM gas allocation for CNG and PNG, how much has it come down quarter on quarter?
Okay. You have any one other question, Varatharajan ji? Or this is the only question you have?
Yes, I have one more question.
Please. Please ask. No problem.
Yes. So, you mentioned about the outlets added. Could you also give us the number of new GAs which have been started, which have started operation during the quarter?
Yeah, sure. So, first of all, thank you, Varatharajan ji, for participating in this call, and I think you have been participating in previous calls as well. Thank you for taking your time. You know, on the APM side, as we are aware and we have been reporting, while there has been attempt by government also to make sure that CGD gets maximization of the APM gas, but there is a decline on the APM side. So, you know, during the quarter, we were getting roughly 72% gas of the APM for PNG home and the CNG. So around 25 to 28%. There is a shortfall depending upon the days and how you take it. But roughly, you can take 72% roughly we got the APM gas. On the, but the, you know, the plus positive side is that the prices of LNG or domestic gas has been moderated. Remain the moderation side has remained. So we, that to that extent, when you see our result, you will find that we have been able to manage to our a good portfolio, which we have been intimating to you all that our aim is always to build a good portfolio of a gas sourcing. So while there has been a decline on APM allocation, and we hope this is temporary, it will go up again. The way it, the commitment and assurance we see from government authority side, we have been able to manage through our portfolio a reasonable prices gas to be bridged the gap of APM. On the newer GA side, you know, on the CNG front, we are now in across all 33 geographical areas. So while PNG line, you know, national gas grid is getting built, so we are also working in tandem and synchronization with the national gas grid developers and making sure that we are developing our connectivity line so that there is a hookup happening once they are reaching there in the newer GAs. So otherwise, wherever national gas grid is available, pipelines are available in all GAs, we have done the connectivity and we have started working on the last mile connectivity. And many GAs, we already started connecting PNG homes. That's the reason PNG numbers are now increasing in year-on-year basis. So on the CNG front, we are available in all geographic areas. Correct? Yeah. Thank you, Vardaraji.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arya Patel from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. My questions have been answered.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Market. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. You mentioned about the industrial and commercials, basically there is a recovery in the volume. So could you give us a bit more color around this? Is it primarily recovery against improving competition against the liquid fuel, or is it also against the propane? And what kind of margins we actually earn in the industrial and commercial segment at the gross margin level?
Okay, so you have any other question, Kirtan bhai?
Second thing, I just wanted a bit more strategic approach in terms of sort of understanding, as the competition with the EV is developing across the market, and as a sort of the Adani group, we have a presence in both electricity distribution as gas distribution. So how do we plan to leverage both jointly at some point of time, and what kind of penetration level we aim to achieve over the next 5 to 10 years in the GAs that we operate?
So good, I think good question. Let me deal with the second question first, which may be complex one in the nature. And I'll give first question, good INC part, to Mr. Rahul Bhatia, who is our national BD head. He will respond to you. While I'll touch upon briefly on that as well. So I think a strategic point of view, as you know, this has been the one question which I have received from almost various forum, that how do we see EV as a competition to CNG? And our view has been very consistent that we see EV as a complementary fuel along with the CNG. And that was the precise reason when EV was being encouraged and incentivized by the government of India and several state governments. There was one view that we should see this as a problem. The other view was we should see as a complementary fuel as an opportunity. And we adopted a second route option. And we still believe that India being such a vast market, I think this the mixture of a fuels, whether it is MS will continue to remain, maybe HSD will slightly decline, EV will grow, CNG is going to be growing still because so many licenses have been granted, then we'll see LNG for trucking coming and future hydrogen will be coming. So in our view, I think these all fuels will coexist. They will be supplemented to meet the requirement of varieties of a consumer. And we don't see the threat from one to another. We need to ensure that we are ensuring that we are targeting the right audience for the right fuel. So EV has a market segment of a two-wheeler and many the other type of vehicles. CNG has its own target audience, including the existing old vehicles, which we could target. Similarly, LNG would be having the long-haul vehicles, etc. So, Kirtan bhai, we feel that EV would grow, and at the same time, there will be a good space for CNG to continue to grow. The time has not come to see the threat of two fuels to each other. On the INC side, I think what you are seeing the volume growth from our point of view, one is certainly you have seen the numbers around 900 new industrial commercials have come. So they will certainly consume. More the mouth, they will eat more. So I think they are consuming, these 900 consumers are also consuming the gas. On your point of the recovery in the volume, I think let Rahul gives you a little more perspective because he's the man who's the dealing with industrial commercial consumers. He's our national BD head. So Rahul, over to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rajeev. Just to give you a perspective in the year which has gone by, which is FY24, after the Russia-Ukraine war, we were impacted by the increase in gas prices, and our volumes had in the year FY23 fallen to about 60% of the peak volumes of all our GAs in the industrial segment. But we are happy to say that with a lot of initiatives, we actually increased that number to about 80% of the peak. So there has been a 25% increase in our volumes in FY24 over 25. And to also address your issue regarding alternate fuels, in our GAs, the major alternate fuels are furnace oil, LSHS and LPG. And we continue to engage very closely with our customers. While we do have, a standard tariff for various GAs, but whenever we find that there are customers who are challenged or who find alternate fuels attractive, then we engage with them to enter into short-term, medium or long-term contracts with firm obligations and to ensure that we are able to give them a value proposition which is attractive vis-a-vis the alternate fuels that they've got. Lastly, to answer your question about propane, in our existing GAs, we don't have so much of challenges or competition from propane. But yes, we are now progressing development of Surendranagar in Gujarat, which is next to the Morbi area of Gujarat gas. And at that place, propane is very prevalent, and we are addressing, and we are happy to say that there are several large customers who are now converting from propane to natural gas in Surendranagar. So we are having good progress and comfort there.
And just to add to that, Parag Parikh here, just to add to that, so if you see even from a quarter perspective, we have only seen a better uptick as far as volumes are concerned. So we may be at about, on the CNI side, we have grown by about 4 to 5% as far as the volumes are concerned. If you go back in terms of a YOY comparison, the growth will only be much better. And this is contributed both in terms of ensuring or regaining the industrial volumes as well as growth on the commercial side.
Thank you.
Isn't that you're happy with the answers?
Thank you. Thanks for this color.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you everyone for participating on the conference call. And if you have any further questions, please write to us. And thank you for being patient on, rescheduling the call, by 1 hour. Thank you so much. Thank you.
On behalf of Adani Total Gas Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.